everybody. It is Michelle
and Lori,
and we are doing another video podcast. Today's video, what I wanted to talk about, a section within chapter 7. When studying this, we're like, well, this, we remember hearing this verse, these topics a lot within the law of attraction community. So we wanted to dive deeper to really just to spread awareness. And again, you do your own research. We recommend that. And we are beginners at studying and reading the Bible, but we are doing our best at sharing with you guys what God has revealed to us, and you can take what you want from this information that we share today. Because Lori and I are always in the position at being at God's feet, always learning, never at the point where we feel like we know it all, and we're always going to be students of learning from Him and on this journey. And we're excited again to be taking you guys on that journey with us. So Lori, what are we going to be reading about today?
I want you girls to go ahead and grab your Bibles and open up to Matthew chapter 7. This was another big chapter in Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount. Michelle and I have already touched on that a few of the other videos that we've done here in podcast. But today we're going diving a little bit deeper into one part of chapter 7. Again, I'm not going to go into the whole chapter. There's a lot in this chapter. Said since Michelle and I come from the background of false teachings and false practices of especially the law of attraction, manifesting world, this is a key thing that we want to bring awareness to so more of us can be aware of this falseness that is being preached out there in today's world. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, and it's about prayer. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. We're going to stop there, dive into a little bit of this, but then we are going to finish it because I feel like it's important. That's where I think a lot of times people pull things out of context, and this is one of them, because you have to remember what was just happening. This is Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount. He was just going over judging. And then after he goes into judging, he goes into prayer. And then how he ends out the chapter, the golden rule, the narrow gate, the two paths, the two fruits of trees, the two foundations. So it's like almost feels like this prayer part thrown in here kind of seems out of place. But I don't think so. Again, Jesus is a man on purpose. So I don't think so. I think, again, this prayer, he was reminding all of us the effectiveness of prayer. And I think he really wanted all of us to take prayer seriously and to bring it into everyday life. And this is like going back to pray all the time.
Yeah, this is definitely encouraging, I think, to all of us to continue to pray continually. Like, prayer is just like a one-time thing that he's actually saying here, to keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking.
Well,
it's like an invitation to keep on praying. But one thing I do want to mention here, as Lori said, going in the context of what's happening about judging, and then he goes into different kingdoms, the different foundations. So what I have written in my Bible, this is really about seeking God's wisdom on something, not that God is a genie. And I think a lot of people pull this out of context and see God's saying, just ask for it, seek about it, and he will open it to you. And it's, and we're going to, as Lori said, we're going to finish out a little bit more what's saying here to dive deeper into this. But I just want to quickly mention, if you think about here, we just got in about judging, and then he warns about false prophets and like the wolves and the different trees, the fruits of their tree, and then the different roads. So I just think this is also where this prayer is in here. I think, again, it's here to show us that we need to be asking God all the time, is this you? Is this of you? Is this a, you know, like, I think this is also why this prayer was within here. And the terms of judging also is like, God, is this, I'm asking about this that I heard, this message from this pastor or from this person, you know, and that's where we seek the answers from the Lord. I think that's also what this prayer is encouraging us, is to seek his wisdom and discernment on things that we're hearing of the world. Because
yeah,
Jesus warns a lot about how there's a lot of people out there that look good on the outside, but they are not speaking the truth.
Yeah, because I think, again, remember, I think also what Jesus is saying here is he wants prayer to be a habit for all of us. It's just not something that we do, as Michelle just mentioned, with a lot of attraction. So it's when you want something, when you get this strong desire in your heart, you want that house, you want that new car, you go to God, you ask him for it, and you believe that you received it. So I think this is where things can get twisted and really pulled out of context. Michelle, this isn't about God being our genie. This is about building an intimate relationship with him. Keep seeking God first with everything. And it's love. If you look at verse 7, he says what he says. Keep on asking and all that. But then verse 8, he kind of repeats what he just said. Because I think he's really making sure we're understanding what he's saying. And then he goes into verse 9, 10, and 11 to go even deeper, to give a more of us to understand, what does he mean by keep on asking, keep on knocking, keep on seeking? So obviously this is very important. Obviously Jesus put it in here, so we know everything in the Bible is of importance. So I love how he brought in, though, because I'm a parent, and I love how going into verse 9, he says, you parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? And I just wrote again, like, God knows what we all need. He knows what we need. Not when he hears what we're asking for, but he knows what we need. And I think that's also a reminder as a parent. If my children say they want to go do something, and I know better than them because I've lived longer than them and I have more experiences in life than they have, that I'm going to say, that's not really what you need. You need this. And I'm going to say, no, we're going to go do this. And so I think that's also what Jesus is getting at here, is that we all can come still got to God with things that we want and our interests and stuff, but he is ultimately going to be able to be the Heavenly Father that gives us what we all need for his glory, for his kingdom. So, but he does want us to come to him and talk to him and ask for things. Just as I know, looking back, I love how Jesus again brought in as the parent, as with my own two girls, I want them to come and ask me for everything. But it doesn't always mean that I'm going to give them what they always ask me for. So I think that's also a key thing. I think a lot of attraction people pull out, that they don't bring that part in. It's that you're not always going to get what you ask for. You're going to get what you need, and it's going to be for God's will, for God's purposes, not for your glory. And I think also too, I think Michelle would agree with this, that the law of attraction, manifesting, even new, like there's so much more into the New Age camp. It's very self-centered. I want this. I want this. Give this to me now. I keep holding on to the vision. I keep asking for it. I keep seeking it. I keep writing it down in my scripting that I'm going to get it. And I just encourage you. This isn't to condemn you. This is really to bring heightened awareness, because I think this is a Bible verse. You've probably seen it, but you might not really understand what it means. And I really hope Michelle's video today, because it was really a very touching, very humbling experience for Michelle and I to read this verse and study it a little bit more differently about what Jesus was really getting across here. And so we hope that comes across with you, is that this is a way of Jesus is coming to God, and more of a habit for all of us humans to do, to talk to him more and build up that relationship. But remembering, though, God always knows what we need.
Yeah, I just want to go a little bit more here, that we got some notes from a pastor we listened to, Chuck Smith, and about this asking, searching, and knocking. It is for believers to come to their Father. So you have to have that relationship with God. You have to see him as your Heavenly Father. And I think that's where a lot of people forget to kind of talk about. And so they make it seem like it's just this God up there that's just going to give you everything you want. And no, as Laura's saying, it's a deeper connection, a deeper relationship. So like, there's layers to all of us in our prayer life. But again, Jesus is here reminding us of how important that God wants us to come to him. He's saying that. He's inviting us to keep on asking, to keep on seeking his face, and keep on knocking. And we have to just trust in his character. That's also what this is showing, and why he also brought this image of children and their father. It's all about trusting. And when young kids, they have to fully trust on their parents for things, right? And so it's helping all of us remember that. We have to kind of almost make ourselves be as little kids when we come to our Father, and have to truly, truly trust him and remember that he knows better. So the reason why our prayer may seem like it's not being answered is because we have to trust that our Father knows something that we don't know. And it's not to get disappointed. That's again what the enemy would want you to do. So we're here to remind you that Jesus is saying, no, keep on seeking. And then this is also, I think, also an opportunity for you to check in on your own relationship with God and your trust factor with him.
Yes, yeah, so I just think we have to be careful, especially in the world we live in, with all the false teachings that are out there that make it seem so enticing. Again, Michelle and I are guilty of this. That's why we share this, is because it makes it seem so enticing. If you're somebody who has been struggling with prayer and getting your prayers answered, or at least that you feel like your prayers have been answered, that it's so easy to see God now more as a genie from these other false teachings. No, all you have to do is do this. You just have to believe. You just have to pray about this. You just have to ask for it. There's so much more to it than just that. So we ask of you to ask God to give you the discernment in your own life to know when someone is teaching the real truth about this asking, seeking, and knocking in your own life, when you see things or hear things, that you can have the discernment, like, no, that's not quite accurate at all. This is truly about building an intimate relationship with your Heavenly Father who does love you. God is still God, and He's still listening to all of our prayers, no matter if we get what we want or not. And that's what I think the enemy and all these false teachings can come into play. Like, well, I can help you get what you want. You just have to, you know, do this or follow me and do this and pull you away from God, which is what happened to Michelle and I. So that's also why we bring this up.
And it goes back to what we talked about when we talked about Jesus' temptation. His last temptation of the devil was, I got this path. Come this way. I'll give you this way. And that's, I think, also you have to be very careful. We all want to hear what we want to hear. Again, that's why Lori and I fell into the false teachings. They were telling us what we want to hear. You can have healing. You can make more money. Whatever it is. And we all have whatever it is that we're after. So we just have to really check in with ourselves. Remember, I think there's, like I said, there's a reason why it's in here. Followed by what? All these warnings from Jesus about, you think you're on the right path, but you're not. And so I think this is a very serious prayer. And I think it's just something, this is an opportunity for all of us to check in of what road are we on? Who are we following? And just, and Jesus is here warning. You know, a lot of people think they're on the right path, but they're not. And so just really take this ask, seek, and knock prayer. You know, we hope this opens your eyes to see it in a different way and to truly how God wants you to come to Him in prayer. And of course, there's other ways of prayer. This is just the one and only. We learned about the Lord's Prayer.
It's just a different way to seek prayer as more of that true intimate relationship. Mm-hmm. So just, we want to end it out with just remembering that your prayers matter, mm-hmm. your requests matter. And just always keep coming to God with it. Remember, it's a partnership with Him. And we live in a broken world that's going to be pulling us in different ways. But keep turning to God to seek the real truth. And that's also, I think, the asking and seeking and knocking. Keep asking God to keep revealing you to you the real truth. So you stay on the right path. Mm-hmm. You are producing the right fruits. You're following people that are producing the right fruits. If you've been praying over something, you just have to keep remembering the character of God. And trust Him and who He is. And one way to build up and know the character of God is what? Read the Bible. So girls, if you haven't already started reading the Bible, Michelle, I hope that we have helped encourage you to open it and read it and get to know God. Get to know God. Get to know your Creator. See His character and Jesus' character. It is life-changing and is another form of freedom and peace that you will never experience anywhere else besides this. And we really hope this video has helped you and served you in terms of seeing the ask, seek, and knock verse that you might hear on your daily life, what it truly means, and that maybe now when you approach your prayers, you also have this more humbleness to you and this more intimacy with your Heavenly
Father. And remembering who you're talking to, as we learned the Lord's Prayer, Jesus reminds us there, our Holy Father, and we're here to do His will. And I think, again, that's something how we all, when we approach any prayer we do, we need to remember that. It's just a reminder for all of us to have a more powerful prayer is when we come in a right understanding of the Lord. And remember, through Jesus is how we all have a relationship to speak to the Father. So again, always making sure when I do it on a daily basis is always thanking God for Jesus, for coming down and dying on the cross for all of our sins. And one thing that's also been helping Laura and I with that is, you know, Jesus died, you know, over 2,000 years ago, but He died before knowing the sins that we were going to do and the sins that you were going to do. And I feel like when you can just check in yourself and to remember that, it helps you come more humbly to the Lord, like, wow, You truly do love me and want the best for me and want to have a relationship with me. So we also want to encourage you to remind you of that, that even if your prayers have not been answered, God still loves and cares about you, and the example is Jesus. Jesus is the way, and is exactly this last bit of how this chapter ends out, which we're not going to dive into that here. It's just something I think we don't mean to like come across and scaring anybody, but I think this is in here. It's important. So as Christians, as believers, we really need to be aware of where we stand with our Lord. And again, that's why Laura and I are sharing our journey, just to encourage you along this path. We don't have to be perfect. Remember, Jesus is the example we look to, and we thank God every day for Him.
And we thank God for you. We thank Heavenly Father for listening. Each and every one of you that is watching this video or listening to our podcast, liking, subscribing, commenting, sharing all of our stuff. It truly means the world to us, and we thank God every day for you. We're so grateful to have you here. We just want to let you know that you are important in God's eyes. He created you on purpose for a purpose. And thank you again for being here. And we'll chat with you beautiful girls in the next video.